This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A winter storm warning is in effect today through 6 o'clock tomorrow night. A strong storm system is moving through the area, bringing accumulating snow with higher amounts expected in western Campbell County. Concerns over COVID-19 have prompted the Veterans Day Parade Committee of Campbell County to cancel this year's parade. Linda Eldridge said the committee felt it was prudent to cancel given the extensive planning and effort it takes to put on the parade, only to perhaps have to cancel it at the last minute. Campbell County commissioners have approved more than $200,000 in federal grant money for five local nonprofit organizations to combat poverty. The Community Services Block grant will serve more than 2,700 residents. Locally, the grant is run by the Community Advocacy Resources Education, or CARE Board, which reviews applications from social service agencies and makes recommendations on funding levels. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A winter storm warning is in effect today through 6 o'clock tomorrow night. A strong storm system is moving through the area, bringing accumulating snow with higher amounts expected in western Campbell County. COVID-19 being used as a delaying tactic is a new one, but now a situation Gillette PD encountered on Sunday. After being stopped and having suspected drugs taken from her vehicle, authorities obtained a warrant and attempted to serve it on the woman the next day. In speaking to officers, she said her children had tested positive for COVID-19 and were in quarantine. Charges are still pending and the investigation is still ongoing. Gillette police have arrested a man suspected in a rash of burglaries that occurred at a gas station near the Gurley Overpass. John Kirby is charged with three counts of felony burglary. Kirby, a former employee of that gas station, was arrested on Sunday. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.